Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Food City in Athens, Alabama. And it's my privilege right now to have Andrea Barnes, the manager of the newly christened Food City in Athens. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Andrea.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, let's talk about excitement as we start out. The community response to Food City in Athens. Just tell our listeners what it's been like.
I never imagined it would be like this. Honestly, I knew it was going to be good, but I never could have imagined this. We have been truly blessed over the past 5 days to serve so many people, and I'm just overwhelmed with joy over it.
Do you have any idea as to why the response has been so incredible?
Well, we offer something a little different. We're very community-minded, I think, and this community needed this. I mean, this is something that they needed. They don't have to get out on the highway. They don't have to go through a ton of red lights. And, you know, we're here. We offer everything they need, pharmacy, you know, their groceries. We offer all kinds of, you know, specialty foods. So we're right here for them.
One of the things, Andrea, as a former business owner myself here in Athens, was the connection I had with the mayor, with the council, the county commission, all those who were involved. They supported my business. I always felt supported as a business here in Athens. And I would like to know your perspective of the support that you've received from those who have the ability to recognize a business like this and to help move it forward in the community?
The whole city council, the mayor, they have been amazing. I mean, as you know, probably the mayor lives right behind us. So he is just, he's truly inspirational. I adore him. We've seen him in here two or three times already. But everybody in the city has just welcomed us with open arms. And, you know, we couldn't have done this without them.
And Andrea, you're familiar with this community, right?
Yes, my daughter's a school teacher here at Athens Elementary.
Nice. Yeah. And what have you thought about Athens before coming here? What were your thoughts about this particular area?
Well, I love the area. I grew up in Killen, so I was familiar with Athens my whole life.
Brooks High School?
I went to Rogers High School.
Rogers, okay. Yep. So you were on that, were you on 43?
Yes, I was.
Green
yep.
Hill?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Go now, Pirates.
I started out at Brooks, and then they I guess, changed the districts, and I ended up going to Rogers, but my mom graduated from Brooks. So
I went to Lauderdale County.
Did you?
I was
okay,
a Tiger.
LCHS.
Sure.
We played a lot of basketball and softball against you guys. So
that does bring up kind of a unique situation, because growing up in Rogersville in the Anderson area, when it comes to grocery stores, a lot of people made a decision, I'm going to go to Florence or I'm going to go to Athens,
yep.
Right? So they had to make that choice. In Killen, it's obvious you're going to go to Florence.
Yeah.
And then they had the food land that built in Killen, uh-huh. which people started supporting. But here in this area, the people in the West a lot of times have felt left out when it comes to new businesses. And I know I've heard people over and over again talk about, I'm so glad there's something in the West.
Yes.
Talk about that for
that
a minute.
We have heard that over and over again. And, you know, we have the value card. That's just how you get our discounts. And I get to see every day how many people from what communities are filling out, registering for value cards. Elgin, Rogersville, I mean, all the way up. So I'm super tickled to have all those people supporting us.
People will make the drive for good groceries.
Absolutely, they will. I had two people in here on Saturday from Florence. So they may have been family. But.
Still counts.
Absolutely.
Get that value card. Let's talk about the program, too, for the schools, because I signed up very quickly when I saw a value card can be tied to a school and $800,000.
That is what
that's
we're
available.
Yes, that is what we're looking to give away. And I'm sure you saw that we, you know, we already gave away to the schools $5,000 each.
I did.
And yeah, all people have to do is you get a value card, cost you nothing, it takes 2 minutes to sign up, and you can go home, get on our website, and attach your school of your choice to your value card, and your school is going to earn money every time you shop, and you don't have to do anything. Say you have a kid in the elementary and a kid in the middle school, and you want to support one for half the year and the other for the rest of the year, or however you want to do it, because you can change it at any time. But Food City is amazing to give back to our school system like we do.
That is a great added feature to be able to navigate between schools, because I know there are grandparents,
yes.
others who might want to support one school and then say, well, I need to be fair to the other grandchild. So that does give them an opportunity to support the school that their loved one goes to.
That's what I always did. I would do half and half.
Well, as I said, I signed up pretty quickly, and the benefit to the schools can be incredible. They're always needing funding.
Absolutely.
And this is an added layer of funding for their schools. So I encourage people with that value card to find a school that they want to support and go ahead and do that so that they benefit from this program.
Yeah, knowing firsthand what these school teachers, I mean, you know, they're fabulous. They spend a lot of money out of their own pockets. You know, my daughter's a kindergarten teacher, and I see it firsthand. So with Food City being able to give back to these schools and help these teachers, it's just amazing.
So people are looking for ways to make a difference in the community. And one of the things that I did when I came to the grand opening, I received a coin, and that coin was able to turn into a $35 gift card.
Yes.
I encouraged people to turn around and gift that. We have Connie's Cabinet in our community, which was started in honor of Connie Ridgway, who was killed in Rogersville back in 2015. I graduated with her son, Austin Williams, and I went to school with Cameron. And being a former police officer, I wanted to stand by their side through what they were going through. Now it's been over 10 years since we lost Connie.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we did was we started Connie's Cabinet, which is a no questions asked food pantry, and people can go and take as they need. They can give as they want to. And we have one at the Athens Limestone Library. We have one at Tanner Elementary School. We have one at Cedar Hill Elementary School. We have one at Johnson Elementary School. We have one in Russellville.
Nice.
We have one in Rogersville at Heritage Park. And one of the things I was trying to challenge people, but then I also said, by the way, when I purchase these groceries, it's not only helping Connie's Cabinet, but it's also supporting the school that I've chosen where my daughter goes at Athens Bible School and supporting the school. So there are ways that we can actually extend. And I try to think about what's the next step of the good thing that we can do. So here's something good we can do, but how can we branch it out and take it further in another step? Yeah. So this does give people an opportunity to take the next step to make a difference.
Well, let me tell you about something we have coming up. For the holidays, we always do at Food City something called Friends in Need. And we also do Pets in Need. But Friends in Need is what it is we sell a bag of groceries at a reduced price. And customers can come in, and I think it's probably going to be $15. And it tells you exactly what we're going to give. They pay the $15 for the groceries. We put the groceries aside. And then when the sale is over, I think it usually lasts about a month. When it's over, we choose locally who we're going to give that to. And then we order it by the pallet and give it to the, you know, whatever we decide. So that might be something we can talk about in the
future. Incredible.
But you watch for that, the Friends in Need. Food City is amazing about giving back to the community. So watch for that coming up during the holidays.
I know people talk about how much they loved that cheese with commodity cheese.
Yeah.
But we stood in line growing up for commodity products. And I think about those people. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of food here, you know, but we want to make sure that those who are not privileged to have what they need to try to help those people. Because when you come from those type of backgrounds yourself, you should have empathy and you should have a giving heart.
Absolutely.
So I really appreciate what y'all are doing there, and we'll definitely talk about that. One of the things that I wanted to talk about too is the fact that being a manager of a store like this, there have to be challenges that you've faced and overcome. And I know there are people out there who struggle with different things, and maybe sometimes they don't feel like there's hope in some of the efforts that they're involved in or things, the path that they're on.
Yeah.
Talk about some of the things maybe that you overcame to get to where you are, because right now you have people from yourself all the way to across the board here at the grocery store who are working to make a living. They have hopes and dreams and goals and ambitions, and they need to be encouraged to head in the direction that they're headed in.
Well, we work for a company that will give opportunity to those that want it. You know, they are fantastic about... When I started 10 years ago with Food City, I was a part-time cashier. I literally came in the door. We had moved to Chattanooga, and I'd given up... You know, we lived in Madison, and we were very involved in the softball league. And when I moved to Chattanooga, I didn't have that. And my daughter had got a job with Food City, and I... Can you think they would hire me? And that's where it all started 10 years ago as a part-time cashier. And I liked it. You know, it was rough being a mom of four. I had four kids. It was rough being a mom of four, but I still have four kids. I have four grandkids now.
It's a different
but,
relationship.
You know, it was hard. And it took some managing because my husband, you know, of course he worked too. But starting out part-time, and then, you know, I liked it. I liked being, you know, out in the community talking to people. So I kept on, I want a little more, and I worked for the right people. I was always able to, you know, work for the right store managers who saw something in me, and they just kept giving me opportunities. And when those doors opened, I went through them, you know, every time. I was a floral manager. I was the receiver at the back door. Then I was an assistant manager. And now here I am. I would have never dreamed it. But, you know, if you get in with a company like Food City that gives you the opportunities, I mean, the training, the opportunity, you can succeed. You know, you can be a stay-at-home mom for 15 years like I was and then become a store manager.
Right now, folks, we're talking with Andrea Barnes at Food City in Athens, Alabama. Did you say day five? We've been five
days.
Day five,
yeah. Well, today's day six.
Day six today. Yeah. Incredible opening here at Food City. And we're going to continue this conversation in one more segment. And I hope you'll stick with us as we talk about Food City in Athens, Alabama. I'm as excited as a lot of people in the community about the business being here. And I wanted Andrea to be able to share her perspective of the past few days and what they would like to see going forward. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad to have you here today. Joining me from Food City in Athens, Alabama, I have the manager, Andrea Barnes, as we have been talking about this grand opening that happened here at Food City and the community support. The response has been incredible. Andrea, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
We talked about your journey to being manager here at the store, and there are great training opportunities from what I understand as I walked through to this room where before employees get out on the floor, training is important.
It absolutely is important. It's for their safety. So they know how we want to treat our customers. It's just all kinds of training. It goes through everything, from being a cashier to being a butcher. I mean, it covers everything.
What would you say are some of the biggest challenges that Food City in Athens faces? I know there's been a great response the first 5 days, 6 days now. What are some of the hurdles that you think that the store faces with being a new business here?
Well, parking.
I've seen that. Lots of, yeah, there's a lot Bill Ming is trying to sell next door, too.
I know. We might have to talk to Mr. Smith about that. No, I don't want people to have to wait in line. You know, this the challenges, they're not something that we probably necessarily would affect the community, but I, you know, I hate for customers to have to wait. Yesterday, we had all six registers going. We have our entire self-scan going, and I ran over to the food service department and paged people to come over there and check out. You know, I really hope people will be patient and let us get them through these lines. We're doing it as quick as possible, but that's probably our biggest challenge right now is we don't want people to have to wait in line. Nobody likes to wait in line, and I really hate, you know, I wish we had eight registers.
And you've got people working really hard.
Oh, absolutely.
And I love recognizing everyone.
Yes.
So you have a team of people who are working hard every day to make this happen. You asked for patience, and I hope that customers will do that.
Yeah.
Some people are not very patient. They need to learn that quality, and it is learnable.
Yeah.
But I want you to recognize your team. Because this has been a big deal for the past several days.
And let me tell you, they have been phenomenal. I have 186, and we're hiring constantly to meet the demands. But from the baggers to the, you know, to my assistant managers, I mean, my assistant managers have put in a lot of time here over the past, you know, couple of weeks. But everybody, you know, we call people in to help us out. They're willing to come in. You know, everybody is so excited about this. I know they're getting tired. You know, they're still showing up every day, working these long hours, continuing to put on a smiling face and be friendly with our customers.
Excellent. And speaking of smiling faces, when you walk into Food City, there is a sign on the wall and there's a gentleman pictured there. I wanted you to share a little bit of the history of Food City from what you understand as to how Mr. Smith came to begin this business.
So Mr. Smith was in line at a grocery store, and he was waiting in line like we were talking about lines, and he said, we can do this better. And he bought a Piggly Wiggly in Grundy, Virginia, and his rule is if more than two are in line, we open another lane. And that's how this all came about, just from him standing in line one day at a grocery store saying, I can do it better. Our motto today is run the best store in town, and I feel like we strive every day to do that. He's no longer with us, but Steve Smith is our owner now, and he is phenomenal. He's always here for us. He was at the grand opening, and, you know, it's just, he's really, you might catch him bagging groceries when he's here visiting.
Is Steve a son or
yes,
grandson?
He's a son.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, and when you think about a business like this, I like to think back to the roots because it took someone taking initiative and saying, I want to change something, fix something, improve something. And that's what Mr. Smith decided to do. And he did it in a big way.
He did it. Yeah.
We're now opening store 12 and 13 here in Alabama, Athens being number 11. These stores are coming to Aniana. They're coming to County Line Road. How many stores did you say overall now across the country?
In the 170s.
Wow.
Yep.
Talk about the openings of these others, because you now have something that you can tell these managers when Aniana opens, when County Line, hey, this is what we went through.
Yeah. Well, this is my third grand opening, and I'm going to be honest with these folks of Athens. This is my third grand opening. I helped open Albertville, and I opened the one on North Parkway. This has by far been the biggest. So these store managers, if it's going to be anything like this one, they've got a lot to look forward to.
And this is where you want to settle.
Yes, yeah. Close to those grandbabies.
That is awesome. I love the idea, the fact that you were in Chattanooga. My grandmother grew up in Chattanooga in the 40s, and we would always go visit Chattanooga. I love Chattanooga.
It's beautiful.
But Athens has always been home for me.
Yeah.
And when I was 9 years old, we had to move to Birmingham. Ooh. And I was not thrilled about leaving Athens, and so it was always my dream to come back. And so here I am where I wanted to grow up, and now I get to live out my family life here in Athens, Alabama. It's a great community.
It is,
as you're seeing,
absolutely.
The support and the people are wonderful.
We have people working here from all over, and I have heard nothing but people say how kind the people of Athens are. We have supervisors, they're staying in hotels here, and they have just said just wonderful things about the folks in Athens.
Do you want to kind of go over with people who haven't been at the store yet some of the things that stand out to you that might make them want to come and experience Food City?
Absolutely. First and foremost, we run a remarkable food service department. We, you know, cook from scratch every single day. We have our own signature candies, salads, our cake decorators and bakers. We bake every day. It's phenomenal. When you get over to the produce department, always fresh. Have a lot of organics, a lot of vegan. Our produce department is just beautiful when you
walk
in. Very
pretty.
It is, yeah.
Colorful,
as a matter of fact. It looks amazing. Yeah. We have some really good produce workers over there. The meat department, they'll cut you whatever you need. If you don't see what you want out there, they'll cut it for you on the spot. They're fantastic. They make salads, too, seafood salads and stuff like that. So seafood salads, we'll steam your shrimp, crab legs. We have a really good special on crab legs this weekend. I hope you got some. Dairy, frozen. We have a lot of, you know, GLP-1 stuff that people are looking for right now. A lot of specialty things, you know, gluten-free. I have grandkids that are dairy-free, gluten-free. So we offer a lot of that, which is, you know, this day and age is something that people are looking for.
What are you looking for in the people who come to Food City to work, to serve the customers?
I want people that are smiling faces, you know, friendly, kind, people that, you know, want to go above and beyond to make someone's day. You know, if a customer needs something, I want us to be able to, you know, meet those needs if all possible, whatever we can do. I want, you know, that's the kind of people I want to hire.
What information would you like to share with listeners right now to connect with Food City in Athens, Alabama?
Well, if you're looking for a job, you can go to foodcitycareers.com. Put in your application. You can call and talk to my hiring manager here. If you've got something specific that, you know, say you are a meat cutter and you're looking for a job, or a cake decorator, those are positions we're always looking for. Management experience, that kind of thing.
And to close out, from a part-time cashier to manager of Food City in Athens, Alabama, who's now been involved with 3 grand openings, what is your message to someone listening right now to encourage them to not give up, to move forward, to push themselves, to challenge themselves, and to see results on the other side?
Prayers and persistence. You know, just never give up. You're going to have bad days. You're going to go home and you're going to be like, is this really where I need to be? But just prayers and persistence. That's the way to go.
Andrea Barnes, it's been a real pleasure, and I wish you all the best here at Food City in Athens, Alabama. Thank you for what your team is doing in the community so far. Looking forward to a great relationship in the future.
Thank you. Me as well.
Andrea Barnes, folks, store manager at Food City in Athens, Alabama. Here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also go over and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Food City in Athens, Alabama, located at 17878 Lucas Ferry Road. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need, and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all. Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.